Out of living stones, Christ builds his temple. Therefore, only look to Jesus. Hold high his kingdom's banner. Christ is the foundation and cornerstone. We the stones in the building. Christ is the foundation and cornerstone. Therefore, only look to Christ. Everyone who has found the Lord is here a stone of the temple. And the stones are joined together through the love of Jesus Christ. Christ is the foundation and cornerstone. Therefore, only look to Christ. Be diligent now as stones of the temple of our Lord, which he always puts alone into the building as he likes it. Christ is the foundation and cornerstone. Therefore, only look to Christ. Work until the building is completed and the last stone inserted. Then the building is finished and we enter heaven. One will remain king when all succumbs. One will live when all things die. Jesus the strong, who conquers all, who gains for us the inheritance of the heavens. All things may break, crumble. Jesus' mercy will remain forever. Amen. It remains a gift to us forever. Mock ye enemies, we stand still. Whether we are hated, persecuted, and afflicted, even some may leave Jesus. We cling to the head by faith, and we shall attain the jewel. Jesus has all things in mighty hands. He rules even among the enemy. He who finished it on the cross offers his life to us today. Those who want to destroy and disturb us here must promote and increase salvation. Here is Emmanuel before his army, preserves the church for himself. He in the midst, as wall and defense, remains with us until the end of the world. He is the same yesterday and today. Yes, mighty in battle until eternity. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we warmly greet everyone worldwide for today's devotion from Zurich. We are deeply grateful to the Lord that we are still living in the time of grace, in the last days of salvation, and that we may prepare ourselves for the glorious coming of our Savior. We become more and more aware, and we also get to feel it, that we do not belong in this evil earthly world. It is therefore not surprising that we long so much and more for our home above. In 2 Peter, it is written, for our orientation, that the Lord does not tarry with the fulfillment of his promise, for he is long-suffering towards us, not wanting that some perish, but that all come to repentance. May today's word reflection with Brother Frank be richly blessed and serve to make us all with the right attitude of heart, eager in anticipation of these things, to be found spotless and blameless before him in peace. The Good Shepherd has graciously carried us through to this day, and he will continue to do so. He knows the needs and concerns of each individual. He is still the same, and his word is eternally true and abides forever. According to our faith, it will happen today, and I firmly believe that the Lord will reveal himself to his people today as the risen Lord. Before we pray, I would like to read a word from John 17. I read the whole chapter from verse 1 to 26.
So redete Jesus.
These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and prayed, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them me, and they have kept Thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever Thou hast given me are of Thee, for I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from Thee, and they have believed that Thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine. And all mine are Thine, and Thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to Thee. Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name. Those that Thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to Thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them Thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that Thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that Thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. As Thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. And the glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and Thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as Thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So far this precious and holy word of God. How wonderful that the Lord has revealed his name to us. May he continue to sanctify us in his truth, for his word is truth, so that the love of God may intimately unite us with him and with each other for time and eternity. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, with grateful hearts, we look up to you, from where alone our help comes. We are grateful to you again and again for your precious, holy word, for the word of truth that has set us free and is the lamp to our feet. Thank you, Lord, that you still call your own from all languages, peoples, and nations. What a grace that you have revealed your name to us, and that we may call upon and worship your name. What a privilege was given to us to be sheep of your flock, to have been your own since the foundation of the world, and that you have called us by name. Lord, continue to have mercy on us, that we may be found in your perfect will. Give us a willing spirit. Give us the willing and doing to reach the stature of the perfect man in Christ, and so that in the end we may appear before you without spot or wrinkle. Bless and strengthen thy faithful servant, our beloved brother Frank, and anoint his lips when he speaks to us afterwards. May your Holy Spirit rest upon your word and upon all the bright souls who hear your word today. You are the victor of Calvary. Lord, give victory to your people in your name and for your glory. Redeem all who are lost. Set free all who are afflicted by the enemy. And heal all who are sick in our midst. Lord, you live, and we also shall live. You have cried out, "It is finished." To you, the only true God, is due all praise, all honor, all thanksgiving and worship, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
I too would like to send my warmest greetings to all brothers and sisters worldwide. We also have the opportunity from Zurich to trumpet the word of the Lord to the whole world. And we have heard a wonderful word as an introduction. Brother Baumgartner read John 17. It is a prayer, the only prayer of our Lord, which was listed in the Bible. And we thank the Lord God for it. We all know our Lord preached here and there. Even the Sermon on the Mount goes over three chapters of Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the longest sermon our Lord preached. But here, in John 17, it is about our Lord's prayer for his own. And we would like to highlight a few points from that prayer for us who believe that the return of Jesus Christ is near. It is clear that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled before our eyes. And we remember all those who are in need. When I think of it, in all the cities, in Russia, in Belarus, in the Ukraine, everywhere I preached. And when you think now of what is happening there, you can really only weep and say, Lord, have mercy on the people who have to go through all these difficult situations. But likewise, we know that the whole world is under the influence of the evil one. This is what our Lord said. And we believe that everything will be different at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. His rulership as king has been announced in the Old and New Testament. But first, everything that precedes the return of Christ must happen, so that the whole earth is shaken once again. Everywhere something is happening: wars, famines, earthquakes, pestilences, costly times, heat here and tidal waves there, earthquakes here and something happens again there. But everywhere something is happening on earth, and it will get worse and worse, so that people will seek death and it will flee from them. The whole creation is longing for the freedom of the children of God. And we know that when our Lord comes again, then also that what has been done on earth by the enemy, all the damage will be made good. Yes, when the 1,000 years are over, there will even be a new heaven and a new earth, and the old things will no longer be remembered. For us as believers, as people who believe the Bible, the subject of the return of Jesus Christ has become the most important. For it is written, those who were ready went in with him to the marriage supper, and the door was shut. Today, it is really about hearing the final call to be in contact with God. And let me say this already now. God started with Abraham. He called him out of Ur in Chaldea. And first gave him promises. We have looked it up, how often the different names of the men of God are written in the Bible. The name Abraham is written over 1,000 times in the Bible. God took him as the first to mention the whole plan of salvation in which all peoples, all nations have been included. And to show in him the example of faith, the example of obedience to all of us, that where the Lord makes promises, faith is anchored in the promises. And where promises have been made, there comes the fulfillment. And so we see with Abraham as the first one in whom God really did all we need to know. And we can start with Genesis 12. What the Lord spoke to Abraham. Continue with how he gave him the promises and all that would happen. And we then come from the Old Testament to the New Testament and see how the Lord has so wonderfully guided and directed the plan of salvation. All are invited to come, to believe, but not all come, not all believe. And so, Brother Branham has also emphasized the three terms over and over again. There is the true faith in the true only God, in the promises he has made. So there is the true faith. Then there is the make-believe. And we don't want to hurt anybody, but everybody, everybody has made their own faith, established their own doctrines. All the churches all over the earth have decided what they believe and have based their creeds for themselves, and all who belong to that particular church believe what that church has laid down. The true believers believe only what God has laid down in His will. Of course, the unbelievers pass by everything and want nothing to do with either faith or make-believe. They do not believe in life after death. They believe in no judgment that will take place. They believe that when they die, they will be gone forever. But brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord for the grace He has given us to believe with conviction after 2,000 years what the Lord has promised us. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then the return of Christ is described in so many chapters, and we thank the Lord God for His precious, holy word, which He has left us by His grace. But today, we want to briefly refer to the word of introduction, because it is, after all, the prayer of the Redeemer for the redeemed. He did not only lay down His life for us. He did not only tell us what we should do. He did not only tell us everything doctrinally. He also told us what we should personally experience and do. He told us all that. But the prayer for His own is so important. And this is what we want to talk about briefly now. And I ask Brother Borg to read. We read from John 17, verse 3 and verse 6. And this is eternal life, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Amen. In this is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and that they may believe that You have revealed Yourself on earth in Jesus Christ, Your only begotten Son. For thus it is written, he who has the Son of God has eternal life. And therefore, we believe in the only true God, who in Jesus Christ, our Lord, has given us eternal life by grace through his suffering and death. And it must be said that no one can live forever unless he has accepted the gift of God, the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord, by grace. We read on. We read from John 17, verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world.
Amen.
This too we can confess with boldness. Not all have received the revelation of Jesus Christ. But, as our Lord expressed in prayer, I have revealed your name, namely the name of the Father, which is also the name of the Son, to those whom you have given me out of the world. So, revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord. All others will use a Trinitarian formula, but the true believers will use the name revealed by God, given for our salvation. And whatever we do in words or deeds, we do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, we read from Psalm 22, verse 23. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee.
Amen.
Here we have the prophecy in the Old Testament that the Lord mentions again in his prayer. I will reveal thy name to my brethren, and in the church, not in the world, but in the church, I will praise your name. The Lord has a church which he has redeemed by his blood and death, even by grace. He has a church on earth of which he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. How wonderful that our Lord mentions the prophecy of the psalm writer from the Old Testament in his prayer in the New Testament. Old and New Testament belong together, and we thank the Lord God for it. Please, John 17, Verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Here
too we have a point. The Lord has so much to tell us. So much is written as the word of God. We have the Bible, the Old and the New Testament, and then the intimate prayer of our Savior. Sanctify them in your word. Your word is the truth. So, there is no sanctification outside the Word of God. Only in the Word of God has the whole plan of salvation, the will of God, been revealed to us. And only he who receives and accepts the Word of God, believes from the heart, can be sanctified in it. And it must be said, it is also written, without sanctification, no one will see the Lord. So, the redemption, the forgiveness, the renewal, the new birth, the baptism with the Holy Spirit, everything belongs to it. And we are sanctified in the truth of the Word. Praised and glorified be our Lord. And I say it already now. God has answered the prayer. And we have already been sanctified. To him be the glory. We are only waiting for the rapture. Everything has happened. The forgiveness, the grace, the salvation. God has given us everything. He will not give it someday. He has given it to us in Jesus Christ. And therefore, the divine message of salvation should be proclaimed throughout the earth. And all can be said, please believe it, accept it, and thank the Lord for it. Please, we read from John 17, verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks be to the Lord for this prayer, which has certainly been answered. Not only for the apostles who witnessed and saw everything, but our Lord prayed for all who would believe through the proclamation of the message of salvation during the 2,000 years. And the same promises, the same salvation experiences, everything has remained as it was in the beginning. And therefore, in this place, with a grateful heart, let me not only emphasize what our Lord has prayed for, but from the bottom of my heart, Let me offer him thanks that all who have heard his word from my mouth in the past 70 years and have heard his word from my mouth in 165 countries in the past 60 years. Also for them he prayed. Brothers and sisters, in all peoples and tongues, in all nations, for you the Lord has prayed, for you who have heard his word from a commissioned mouth. And as the Lord told Brother Branham as early as on the 11th of June 1933, that his message, the message of the word, would forerun the second coming of Christ and would be proclaimed throughout the whole earth. Thanks be to the Lord who has prayed for us who preach his word and for all who hear and believe his word. I ask you, beloved brothers and sisters, has God in heaven heard the prayer of the Savior on earth? Has he prayed for all who would hear and believe the word we proclaim throughout the earth? Have you understood that God has included you in his plan of salvation? Not only did he give the Great Commission to go into all the world and preach the message of salvation to all nations, but he prayed for us who preach his word and for all who would hear his precious and holy word. For all of you, in all peoples, tongues, and nations, who can now believe the divine message, please accept it today as a gift from God in faith and give thanks to our Lord. Tell him, beloved Lord, I thank you for your servants, and I thank you for the word they have brought us. I thank you for blessing me, for blessing us. Praised and glorified be our Lord. For John 17. We read on. We read from Revelation, chapter 13, verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. This is speaking of the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, that all will believe him. But those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world, They will only believe Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. And hence, the heaven-wide difference. We believe in no religion. We believe in no one. We believe in one true living God who has revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ and given us redemption, forgiveness, grace, and full salvation, who has revealed his name, his word, and his will to us. But we do not believe an antichrist or anyone else. We believe God, and thus it remains for all eternity. Just as our Lord was destined before the foundation of the world to die as the Lamb of God, so we too were destined before the foundation of the world to accept it in faith and to thank the Lord for it. Please, we read from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. Thanks be to the living God. Again and again, for his precious and holy word, chosen before the foundation of the world, but even more, that we should be holy, that we should truly be sanctified in the word of truth, that we should not do our will, but the will of God, that we should not continue our own life after being converted, but that truly the new divine life may be manifested in us and then through us. We have just read about this too, that we have received the adoption as children, that we were predestined in the Son of God to be sons and daughters of God. But then, by the power of the finished work of redemption, having received the adoption, not only the promise that it should come to pass, but the divine fact that it has come to pass, that we have become God's sons and daughters, born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let me summarize what we spoke about today, what it is actually all about. It is about letting ourselves be placed into the will of God and about having inner agreement to every word of God, and about quietly reading all these scriptures. But today, I just want to emphasize what our Lord has prayed. Please, prayerfully read John 17. Stop at every thought, at every verse. You are included in this prayer, and everything that is written in it, that our Lord and Savior has prayed for, that will happen in all the redeemed. Amen. We are sons and daughters of God, and we are waiting for the return of our beloved Lord and Savior. And we know that the signs of the time speak an abundantly clear language, and that we see in everything what is happening on earth. Scriptures could be mentioned here, all of which are coming to pass. And our Lord says it again, when you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Brothers and sisters, may this be the day that the Lord has made for all of us, that we may never forget this day and give thanks to our Lord and Savior, giving thanks that He has not only left us His word, but has prayed for us, that we, in the obedience of faith, may fulfill His word, and that He may fulfill His promises in us and through us. Thanks be to the Lord that we live now, really, very close before the return of Jesus Christ. Be blessed in all peoples and tongues. And once again, we send special greetings here from Zurich to all ministering brethren. Please remain in the Word of God. Remain in the blessing of Almighty God. For he who forsakes the word forsakes God, and God forsakes him. Only when we abide in his word does he abide in us. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. And today, may all, where they are, stand up and thank the Lord for His prayer and for the finished work of redemption. We too will do it now. We stand up for it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reflection of your precious word. We thank you for speaking to us through your word. Bless all who have heard worldwide, here from Zurich. We thank you that you are still the same. Bless your people here in Zurich and in Austria, in Germany, worldwide. We have heard the truth before the foundation of the world. You called us to believe you, to hear your word, and we wait for your coming. This sermon also serves to prepare us for your soon coming. Bless all who have heard in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Selig ist dem Herrn Vertrauen, bin getrost, bin nur beim Wort. Gründe dich auf die Verheißung, was er sagt, geht ewig fort.
Jesus, in thee I trust, thy faithfulness I have tried. Jesus, in thee I trust forever, be highly praised. Happy is he who trusts in the Lord, being founded on his blood, to immerse oneself in faith, deep in this holy flood. Jesus, in thee I trust, thy faithfulness I have tried. Jesus, in thee I trust forever. Be highly praised. Happy is he who trusts in the Lord, being set free from the own will, to take only from his hand peace and joy forever. Jesus, in thee I trust, thy faithfulness I have tried. Jesus, in thee I trust forever. Be highly praised. Thank you for teaching me to trust in you. In thee thou wilt keep me until my eyes behold thee.